the biggest issue that we've come across, not just here in Australia, but when we run our webcasts around the world, when we go to our live events around the world, and I think a lot of analysis done by independent research companies around the world on human psychology when it comes to investing have noted that one of the key issues is not knowing when to sell. All right, it's easy to buy a stock. We're excited. We're going in. We've got good intentions. Then, for whatever reason, things don't work out. We don't want to admit we've made a mistake. So the general feeling is, and I guess we've all been there, well, you know, I'll hang on to it for another month or two because it'll come back. And when it comes back, then I'll sell it and it'll all be okay because I'll make no loss. And unfortunately, what tends to happen with that type of approach is that the share tends to fall a bit more. And then eventually you get to the point where you're saying, well, you know what, I've lost so much, I might as well hang on. There's no point selling now. We don't want you ever to get into that situation. So hence, Effectivest, we spend a lot of time, a lot of our analysis is on market timings. When the market turns, we say, be careful, protect your shares. And if a stop loss is triggered, follow that stop loss. Don't just buy and hold and hope.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
When it comes to investing in the stock market, most of us don't have the expertise to do the research, the fundamental analysis, the technical analysis to make judgments on when to buy, but more importantly, when to sell. So I like to talk to people that have products that can help us do all the work for us. So making those very important investing decisions becomes easier. Today's guest, Russell Markham, is Director of Education, Asia Pacific for Effectivest. Russell holds a degree in management studies with a double major in economics and accounting. He also has a master's of financial planning degree and postgraduate qualifications in technology management and marketing. Russell has more than 19 years commercial experience in financial analysis, marketing, education and training in the energy, banking, insurance and financial planning in Australia, New Zealand and Hong Kong. Russell has been with Effectivest for 8 years and is now their Director of Education and Training for Asia Pacific based in Australia. Russell has been instrumental in putting together the model portfolios that Effectivest tracks for Australia, and he is the trustee for his own family's self-managed super fund. That's the equivalent of a 401k in America. So welcome to the show, Russell.
Excellent. Well, thank you for having me along, Anne. It's great to be here.
And you work for Effectivest. So where are you based? And can you tell us a bit about Effectivest and what it does for investors?
Sure. I'm based here in the beautiful Sunshine Coast in a place called Golden Beach, which is just in Caloundra, effectively. This is where I choose to live, as long as I'm fairly close to an airport. The rest entails a lot of travel. But our head office of Effectivest is actually based in Akron, Ohio, and we also have a large office there in North Carolina. And I'm a representative of Effectivest. Just a story behind it, my father actually discovered Effectivest just over 10 years ago. Loved the product so much. In those days, Effectivest didn't have any offerings in Australia. And they did some wonderful analysis on stocks, which he made use of for his US investment portfolio. And he approached Effectivest to say, you know, why not provide that analysis here for Australia? And the rest is history. I was working in Hong Kong at the time, and my father tapped me on the shoulder and said, look, come and help me. We've got a brilliant product here that we'd like to, release out here to Australia. And the rest is history, you know, many hundreds of customers later. So what exactly is VectorVest? Well, VectorVest is a bit of software that provides fundamental and technical analysis for stocks and options. We do it for options as well, and ETFs and LICs, you name it. We do all the analysis. We give you the market timing to tell you when it's a good time to go into the market. And then when it's a good time to go into the market, we make sure that we give you those top fundamental and technical stocks so you can do your analysis. We also keep you on the right side of the market. So, for example, during the GFC, there were plenty of warnings. We were warning our investors, our subscribers, to stay out of the market. Now, just so you can appreciate where we're coming from, we don't manage any money, right? We've got to get the calls right. If we don't get the calls right, we're out of business. So, you know, we've been making these calls now for over 30 years in the United States and been doing so for just on 10 years in the Australia market.
Wow. Well, that sounds like it's a great track record to hook up with the company that has been going for so long and has proven to be successful. And which markets does the software work on?
Yeah, it's a great question. So initially what drew my father to VectorVest was the US market. They do some wonderful analysis there in the US market. I do a lot of investing in the US market as well as Australia myself. But the other markets too is Canada, UK, Hong Kong and Singapore. So those are some of the other markets in Europe as well, of course. So I think that calculates at latest just over 24,000 shares that we analyze every day for fundamental and technical analysis. So we're looking at value, safety and timing every day for all of those shares.
Right. So I know a lot of people are drawn to investing in the stock market and they think it'll be easy. But so what are some of the key mistakes that retirees are making when they're investing?
I think the biggest issue that we've come across, not just here in Australia, but when we run our webcasts around the world, when we go to our live events around the world, and I think a lot of analysis done by independent research companies around the world on human psychology when it comes to investing have noted that one of the key issues is not knowing when to sell. All right, it's easy to buy a stock. We're excited. We're going in. We've got good intentions. Then, for whatever reason, things don't work out. We don't want to admit we've made a mistake. So the general feeling is, and I guess we've all been there, well, you know, I'll hang on to it for another month or two because it'll come back. And when it comes back, then I'll sell it and it'll be okay because I'll make no loss. And unfortunately, what tends to happen with that type of approach is that the share tends to fall a bit more. And then eventually you get to the point where you're saying, well, you know what, I've lost so much, I might as well hang on. There's no point selling now. We don't want you ever to get into that situation. So hence at VectorVest, we spend a lot of time, a lot of our analysis is on market timings. When the market turns, we say, be careful, protect your shares. And if a stop loss is triggered, follow that stop loss. Don't just buy and hold and hope. I think that's the biggest problem that I've come across here in Australia. A lot of investors just simply want to buy and hold. Now, when the market's running well, it's a great strategy. It works well. But when the market goes south, we do have to have the discipline in place to be ready to remove those stocks from our portfolio that are hurting us, wait it out, and then buy back in when the market's resuming its trend back up. Now, it's hard. It's very difficult to do because a lot of us are holding on to stocks because we want the franking credits. You know, we want the dividends. All right, and I get that. So we work on that balance between let's not give away too much in terms of the capital erosion, but let's make sure that we're also capitalizing as much as possible on the dividends and the franking credits where available.
Yes, there's a lot to consider. I suppose you've got to know why you're investing. If you go to a financial advisor in Australia, you're given a questionnaire that you have to answer so they can determine what type of investor you are or how much risk, I suppose, you're prepared to take. And then they put you into these supposedly safe stocks like the bank that and the telecoms that pay big dividends. But in the end, some of these big companies haven't been performing that well. So I wonder about the financial advisors when they are supposedly putting you into safe stocks, but is it safe when they're not going up in value?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, What is safety at the end of the day? In VectorVest, we have two indicators, one called relative value and another indicator called relative safety. And these two indicators are what we call our fundamental indicators. They're on a scale of 0 to 2, such that you can analyze, let's say, a 50-cent share against a $100 share. It's all on the same scale. What we want to do at VectorVest is we want to make sure that we're buying those relative value and relative safety stocks with the highest scores possible. So we're not buying into companies where the fundamentals might be a little bit suspect. Now, many moons ago, I was a financial planner. I did a master's of financial planning many years back. And you're right, you know, the risk profile questionnaires will take place and then we match up. In those days, we would match up the type of managed fund depending on the risk profile. You know, when you're going into a managed fund, you know, some managed funds will disclose exactly what they're holding. Not many, but a few do. And that way, you can then keep an eye on it and you could run those stocks through the VectorVest system to say, well, do I agree with that? Or run it through independent reports to see if you agree with that. A lot of managed funds don't necessarily release exactly what they're holding. All right, so it then comes down to speaking to those fund managers or the advisors that are recommending those funds to get more insight into it. I guess that's where VectorVest comes in, and I guess that's where I came in as a former financial planner. I like to see exactly what's in my portfolio so I can make the decisions to say, you know what, I'm now going to remove Telstra out of my portfolio and I'll replace it with corporate travel, for example. I'm just giving an example there. I have the ultimate say, and that's where we come in. It's for people that ultimately want to see every nut and bolt and want to do it themselves, because at the end of the day, I guess the feeling that a lot of our subscribers have is nobody cares more for your money than you.
That's right. And unfortunately, we learn by our mistakes, and hopefully we get the message when we make the mistakes and we keep learning, because that seems to be the way to go. A lot of retirees here in Australia have got the big banks and paying the big dividends, and we have been receiving a credit back or a refund back from our franking credits, and the opposition, the Labor Party, are planning to remove the benefit of that from the system. So what's going to happen if Labor get in? Well, they will eventually, I assume they're not going to change their policy about that. So the retirees that have been relying on dividends and franking credits back, they're investments aren't going to look that attractive anymore, are they? So what's the alternative for them?
Look, that's a great question. You know, at the end of the day, you know, if you're relying on those franking credits, you know, it's not just necessarily the retirees too. I've come across a large segment of middle-aged investors that can't wait, you know, to get the franking credits because, every extra dollar helps. And they are equally upset as well if this was to take place. You know, I guess it's hard to say with politics. You never really know what's going to happen. How many times have we seen backflips over the years with politicians? But having said that, let's say worst case scenario did take place, franking credits were removed. All the more reason effectively to look for those high dividend paying stocks, because ultimately you're going to have to make up for the loss of the franking credits through effectively dividends, but not just dividends, also capital growth. I'll give you an example here. A lot of investors buy and hold, right? I'm holding because I want the franking credits, I want the dividends. What if I was to come in with this type of methodology to say, okay, let's go and buy a stock, but we're going to be chasing capital growth as well as the dividend, no longer franking credits, let's assume. So we'd be buying the stock purely for capital growth and dividend. And then at the end of the year, what we could do is we could say, great, let's say the stock went up 8% on capital. What we could do is we could say, all right, we'll sell down the 8%. There's 8% in capital growth, plus it paid a dividend of 4%. So you lock in a further 4%. It might lead to people effectively taking on that type of strategy whereby they're saying capital growth now is very important to me, as well as the dividend, because between the capital growth and dividend, it will more than offset any loss in the franking credit. So effectively, it's probably going to lead to investors becoming a bit more proactive rather than just buying and holding, because what tends to happen with some stocks is we tend to buy and hold and the capital appreciation doesn't seem to go anywhere. I won't name names, but they're one or two banks where they've effectively done nothing from a capital returns perspective over the last 3 or 4 years. It just kind of held a steady sort of rate, if you wish. So I think a lot of investors are going to say, hey, capital growth is just as important now as dividends.
Yep. And for those listeners that don't understand what we're talking about, franking credits in Australia is, yeah, can you explain it better than me?
You get a corporate tax rate of 30%, and effectively, rather than the government getting two lots of taxation because they tax the company there at 30%, then you get paid out a dividend, which has already had corporate tax paid upon it. Mm. And it would be unfair at the time when it was implemented for the government then to tax again at the individual level. So effectively, you're getting that 30% as an offset / rebate given to you. So it works really well for someone in, say, a pension stage where your effective tax rate might be close to zero. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting this tax rebate of 30%. So it can work out very well. That's additional money coming in to you. For high income earners, at the top marginal tax rate, it's not as tax effective.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what is going to change. And that's something that happens, that in politics, nothing ever stays the same. And unfortunately, as each change of government comes along, they change the rules about investing. And our system here, we have a self-managed superannuation funds, and in America that would be the equivalent to what a 401k system. So they, unfortunately for people looking to accumulate wealth for retirement so they can have a bit of extra money in their old age, they keep changing the rules on us. So how many investors are managing their finances themselves here in Australia?
Yeah, I had a look into this, researched it up. It was quite interesting. A lot of research there showing back in 2009, it was just on 400,000 self-managed super funds in play. And now as of 2017, just on 600,000. That was as of the stats as of 2017. It was just shy of 600,000. I don't know what the latest stats now are, probably just a little bit over 600,000. But you can see there's been phenomenal growth in the self-managed super fund space. And it makes sense. We're an aging demographic in Australia. More people are coming into retirement. And I guess it's fair to say that more of us want to take full control of our finances.
That's correct. So can we go back to you now about your company and the types of portfolios that you track and build?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting sort of work that we do. We ultimately give you the tools so you can build a portfolio for yourself so you know when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell. We ultimately give you those tools. We give you the tools so you've got that peace of mind. This is exactly the type of stocks I'm looking for, and this is when I'll buy them based on our different market timing signals that we provide. All right. These are the exact money risk and money management rules that we'll apply as to when we're going to sell. So what we do in VectorVest is we put together some model portfolios for academic purposes, and a lot of our subscribers love these. It gives them good ideas. So just running my eye down the system here at the moment, we've got the 10-stock model portfolio, and that's a great one. It's really sort of powered on. It's done just over 10% in the last 6 months. It's sort of a mid-cap type strategy. It's looking for those sort of mid and up-and-coming blue-chip type stocks. The ETFs portfolio, we built and stress-tested this one based on some feedback that a lot of investors gave us to say, look, we don't like doing a lot of trades. What if you could try find a portfolio that does very, very few trades indeed? So the ETFs portfolio that we've put in our system there for academic purposes for you to check, I was having a look this morning. It hasn't made any trades since 2013. So that really has been pretty much a buy and hold. It's annualized over 11% a year. I'm not saying rush out and buy these portfolios, please. You know, I'm no longer licensed to give advice. And, you know, VectorVest, we don't manage money. We just simply give you the ideas. What's the other ones here? We've got income portfolio, a safe and sure portfolio, an SMSF balance portfolio, just to name a few. So you can check them out, see what you think of them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you can design and implement your very own portfolios. So a lot of our subscribers do that. They design their type of portfolio, and then set up the alerts such that it takes the emotion out of investing.
So is it a lot of work if you go down that track, the portfolio track?
Look, initially when you first start testing the type of strategy that you want to do, it might take a few extra hours to set up. You know, it's worth doing the hard yards. So, for example, last year on the VectorVest blog, I put out a blog post there saying I was looking at this 10-stock model portfolio, and I noted what the rationale behind building this was. And I asked our many subscribers for some feedback and got some great feedback, and I went away and I continued to stress test, because we can back test these portfolios, and that's a wonderful tool in VectorVest. We have a back tester which enables us to effectively stress test something historically, so we've got a good idea as to what to expect. We went away and we stress tested, and as a result of all the work, must have taken about maybe 9 or 10 hours in total. It wasn't actually that much when you look at what it's done since. And at that stage, all of us agreed, yep, we feel comfortable with back testing. We feel comfortable with our risk and money management rules. And away we went. And we then launched that portfolio in the system, you know, for reference purposes, academic purposes. And it's no surprise to see that it's done very well for the first 6 months this year. So, you know, the more you prepare to put in, the better your returns will be. It makes sense. But here's the great thing about VectorVest. Once you set up your portfolio or you set up the type of strategy you want, it shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes a day. I have a lot of my own portfolios using VectorVest. I'm just waiting for the alerts. Yep, going to alert, buy this, follow it. Next alert, yep, sell this. It's great. So once you've set it up, it doesn't take you very long at all.
And are you finding people managing? Why are they doing this? Why are they wanting to do it themselves as opposed to anyone else managing it for them, their investments?
Yeah, I suppose it just comes back to that saying I noted before, that, you know, nobody cares for your money more than you. And I think a lot of investors have realized that, you know, they don't want to go through another global financial crisis or, you know, or another situation where, you know, a portfolio is not doing particularly well and they don't really have a great deal of control. A lot of investors are saying to me, we want full control. We want to see exactly what's in that portfolio. At the end of the day, it's our money. And we want to know exactly where our money is going. And we want to have full control. So that's ultimately what it comes down to. It comes down to those that want to know exactly what is taking place at any point in time.
Because in the end, we're still buying and selling ourselves.
Exactly. But once you get those alerts set up, if you've got it into a portfolio or if you're following a system that you've put together per a watch list, you're going to get those alerts every day. And you can set up the alerts so the alerts come through to your email. We have an iPhone or an Android app. And a lot of our subscribers, especially the retirees that do a lot of travel, they're not tethered to the computer anymore. You know, the alert will come through to the phone. It's just a matter of then simply calling your broker or placing the trade. A lot of our retirees have told me, they said, look, we send the alerts not only to ourselves, but also to our broker. We give our broker instructions to contact us as soon as an alert comes through. So effectively, it makes sure that you're on top of your finances at any point in time. Because, you know, when I think back to the GFC, for example, the GFC sort of hit over the Christmas time period. It was around about October, November, December. A lot of people gone away during that time period, came back, shock, horror, saw that their portfolios were down 30-40%. You know, what if I could have been alerted that things were going south? I could have acted a lot faster. So I think a lot of what we're seeing with people wanting to manage their own money is probably a direct result of the GFC.
Yeah. And that alert system sounds like a great idea to protect your capital, because we all struggle with knowing when is the best time to get out. So we either set up an alert or we have
an email.
A stop.
a stop loss. That effectively triggers it, yes.
Yes. And I know we're not giving advice in this show, but are you allowed to share what some of your favourite stocks are at the moment?
Okay, here's the million-dollar question. Look, yeah, and just to reiterate, I'm no longer licensed to give advice, so please do speak to your financial professional. But here's what, I'll give you three stocks, so I promise I will give them, but at the end of the day, take them with a pinch of salt, that's my opinion. But well, should I say, not necessarily my opinion, it's based on the mathematics of the Vector Vest system. I never would have known about these three stocks had Vector Vest not sort of shown me just how powerful these stocks are from a fundamental technical perspective currently. But the key thing that I want to point out is as follows. When building a portfolio for yourself as a retiree, one thing that I found, and I've been teaching Vector Vest just on 8 years now, and that is if you can find companies that are consistently growing their earnings year in and year out, you are giving yourself a good opportunity of not only making capital growth, but also having sustainable and reliable dividends. Because if you think about it, if I gave you an example here, and I often give this example when teaching, and it makes it so obvious when you think of it this way, but a lot of people haven't thought of it this way. If I said to you, look, I've got two companies I'd like for you to consider investing into. And look, both these companies are going to pay a 5% dividend yield, and they are fully franked as well. So straight away, as a retiree investor, I'll say, great, 5% dividend yield, that's exactly what I'm looking after. That's a big dividend yield that makes a difference to me in retirement. And they're fully franked, so the full grossed up dividend there is 6 or 7-odd%. It's really good, right? Now, what if I said to you, Company A? Company A's earnings have continued to fall the last 4 or 5 years, and the outlook doesn't look much better. It looks like they'll continue to fall further. But don't worry, you're getting your 5% dividend yield and full franking credits. Company B, on the other hand, is consistently growing its earnings year in and year out, and looks like it will continue to do so in the foreseeable future. Which one would you like? Well, of course, Company B. Why? Well, if the company's consistently growing its earnings, it's going to probably be in a good position to meet or exceed dividend obligations, right? So when building a portfolio for dividend purposes, and I've built many, many of these portfolios over the years in webcasts and in demonstrations with retirees, the key thing we're looking for is to grow those dividends. We want undervalued companies, so we don't want a company that is significantly overvalued, and Vector Vest provides you that valuation every day in the system. We want undervalued companies that are consistently growing their earnings, because I've seen it over the last 8 years working at Vector Vest. Have a look at the correlation between rising earnings and increasing dividends. There's a strong correlation typically, and it makes sense. Companies that make more and more money are, on average, likely to continue to pay more and more dividends into the future and increase those dividends. All right, so let's cut to the chase. Which ones do I like? I'm not going to give you all my trade secrets today. I'll give you three.
Okay.
And here's three that I like from a long-term perspective. I'm not talking about right now at this very point in time. I'm talking over a longer time period, just using the mathematics of Vector Vest. I like Aristocrat. Has a great set of earnings and, is not overvalued in our opinion here at Vector Vest based on our mathematics. The other one I like is Corporate Travel. Again, very strong set of earnings over the years. And Lifestyle Communications. Those three there, for me, from a retirement perspective, those three there are three stocks I would seriously consider for myself in a retirement portfolio, because they meet everything that we've noted before. But again, please, just a caveat on that, I'm not giving advice. Do speak to your professional advisor in regards to that.
Well, thanks very much for sharing some of your knowledge today. It sounds as though investors in the share market can't be a buy and forget. We have to have some sort of system that we protect ourselves and the capital. The best thing is we need to protect our capital, and you're offering through Vector Vest a way to do that. And some of us don't have the knowledge or the experience to do all this analysis that it seems as though that Vector Vest is providing. So can you tell us a little bit more as we finish up this episode? Can you tell us a bit about how do we find out more about Vector Vest, and how much does it cost to become a subscriber?
Sure, yes. So what we provide is we provide somebody with the ability to take out a 30-day trial just to check things out. So that's $9.95 USD. We're a global company, so we've got our pricing in US dollars. Works out at about 13 to 14 Australian dollars at current exchange rate. So for 30 days, you can give it a go, see what you think. You know, look at the vast array of training material that we have, you know, so we've got plenty of great training material. Just pick the appropriate training material for yourself and have a look through and see what you think. Then at the end of 30 days, you can then choose. You can either become a subscriber on a monthly basis, and that's $59 a month. So that will give you access to two countries of your choice. So that typically by default, we give you United States, which has got just on 8,000 stocks. And we give you, of course, Australia, just over 2,000 stocks. So there's, 10,000 stocks that you can look at every day. Then if you choose, instead of going monthly, if you choose, if you'd rather do it annually, it's $645 for an annual subscription. Now, here's the thing I really like about Vectorvest, and that's why, we chose to work for Vectorvest. We asked my father and I, Hus Vectorvest, if we could, distribute the product through Australia because we love the product so much. One thing I respect about Vectorvest, and that is there's no lock-in contract. All right, so if you take out an annual subscription and you decide for whatever reason that, we no longer wish to continue, we'll give you a prorated refund back. So there's no lock-in contract. And, of course, the month-to-month contract, if you don't want to continue anymore, you just simply end it there at the end of the month. So no lock-in contract. But, for those of you listening that are interested in finding out a bit more, take it a trial 30 days and see what you think.
So where do they go? What's your web address?
Yes, okay. So web address here is www.vectorvest.com.au. Don't forget the .au. So www.vectorvest.com.au. A few of you might be asking, how do you get a name like that? Vector as in mathematical vector, and vest is short for investment. So hence, we're very much into our fundamental and technical and market timing analysis, hence the name Vector.
And you've got an emphasis on education, so that there are some other resources on that website available.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad you pointed that out. Yes, have a look at the blog. All right, it's open there. It's free to anybody who wishes to look at the blog. If you go to vectorvest.com.au and have a look in the top right corner, there's a link. It says blog. Click on the blog and have a look. I put plenty of articles of interest in there. There's plenty of retirement articles in there too from, a retirement perspective in terms of what we're looking for. Believe it or not, even though I'm not at retirement age myself yet, a lot of my strategies are, I guess you could say, fairly conservative. I'm all for protecting capital. I guess that's the number one aim. Protect your capital, right? And then do the basics well. Do your fundamental technical analysis. Get your market timing right. And the rest follows. It's about protecting capital. We're not into taking high risks. I would rather have a consistent 8 or 9% returns a year than try to go for the 40, 50% return a year and experience, massive capital erosion. So we very much, a lot of those articles are very much based around conservative strategies.
All right. Well, thanks very much for sharing all this with us today. I know there's a lot of people that want to do their own investing, so this is a way to do that and get a lot of analysis at your fingertips. So thank you.
No, thank you for having me, and happy investing, everybody.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.